Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is a little bit under the weather today, so you've got me. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live today on KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Bad Bob, and it is like 6 minutes after the hour of seven. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. And right now in Reading, we're looking at about 64 degrees. Look for a high today near 95. That's going to start increasing as we head through the week. Overnight lows will remain in the 60-degree range. We should see the, we could see the century mark as we hit the weekend, but the worst is past us. It'll drop back right down into the 90s again at the beginning of next week. Currently, again, in Reading, 64 degrees. No rain currently on the radar. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
There you go. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Well, you know, how was your weekend?
Weekend was pleasant and long. Did some work.
You know. Pleasant and long. Did some work. What'd you do?
Starting to attack the garage. You know how stuff kind of accumulates, and you have boxes that you haven't opened in several years, and you open it up. Oh, that's where that went.
Well, you know what? We've got things in storage that I know I haven't used in 6 years. So at some point, when do I go into it and then get rid of stuff? When is that?
Each person must make their own choice in that.
Well, you know, I'm looking at stuff, like I said, I haven't used in like 6 years. So, anyway, good morning, everybody. You know, a lot of things are happening in the world. And some, you know, sad things, some, you know, things that are, you know, some people are dying. And Hugh O'Brien. You remember Hugh O'Brien from Wyatt Earp?
Yeah, I just saw that.
Just passed away. Just passed away. He's like 91 or something like this. See, all this time, and you know, you never saw Hugh O'Brien. You know, when growing up, he wasn't married and all these things. And then he got married. You know how old he was when he got married? 81.
Hey,
he married a 58-year-old woman. He was 81. He was, and then he died, and then I guess they he was 81. She was. Anyway, he died at age 92 or 3 or something, 91. So they had this time together, 10 or 11 years. But yeah. She said they'd been together a long time before that, yeah. Before they got married. So he had also had been linked with like the Shah of Iran's daughter.
Oh, really?
He'd go, yeah. This, you know, I've been, you know, he also had to pay child support. Get this. He had to pay child support for a young man that he wasn't the father of, because they didn't allow DNA back in those trials. I'm pretty sure that was in there. Anyway, Hugh O'Brien, you know. Okay, we got somebody on the line here.
Yes, we do. We have Dave on the line.
Dave, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning? Happy Tuesday. It feels like Monday, but okay.
All right.
Hey, I wanted to tell you what a great time we had. Janine's Happy Diner. If you've not been there, man, you're missing out. I'm telling you. That's at the corner of Olinda and Happy Valley Road, that little shopping center. At the end of the shopping center, it's a family affair. They cook their own, well, actually, she brines her own meat, barbecues her own meat, cuts it up, cooks it, or serves it, and all the sides. I had, my wife had a hamburger. I got tickets from you Friday, I think.
For the Shasta Speedway.
Yeah, the Happy Diner and Janine's Happy Diner and Shasta Speedway. And we went out there, and you know, you didn't expect too much, but I'll tell you what. My wife couldn't eat all her burger, and I only ate half of my, had a pastrami sandwich. It was sliced real thick, and it was the best pastrami sandwich I've ever, I'm not joking now, ever had in my life. I told those people out there, I said, man, you guys got it. So you got to go out there and check it out. Janine's Happy Diner.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time. How was the races?
The races were good.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of cars there, but the races were good. I saw some folks there I haven't seen for years and got acquainted again, reacquainted, and had a great time. But I wanted to just tell you guys how thankful we were to get those tickets and had a great time.
Well,
so thank you so much for all you guys do.
Well, thanks for listening, Dave. Miss you guys.
All right. Yeah, well, it's like walking in a studio. I'm going, oh, man, am I going on here? Here what?
There you go. Okay, buddy.
What time is it? Have a great one.
All right. Bye. Thanks a lot. Of course, that was Dave from Dave and Ernie.
Yeah.
And who's on, you know, for five years.
Kind of missed that show.
I missed that show. Yeah, and they're just, you know, they've all kind of, you know, after you've done something for 5 years, you have a tendency to, you know, to I don't know if the term is move on or, you know, you know life catches up with you and then now you've got to do something, you know. It's not like, you know, it's not like they don't go to, it's not like they go to a different station or anything like this. They just have, you know, life catches up.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, you know, is that we always are looking for new shows on Saturday mornings. Sundays we're pretty well locked. But on Saturday mornings, we're always looking for new shows. So if you've got an idea for a show or you want to have a show, you give us a call here at 605-4565 after 9 o'clock, and we'll sit down and talk about it. Hey, okay, here's somebody else. Phyllis Schlafly passed away. You know, very conservative woman, author and activist who's been on our show a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she wrote books. I mean, she was like 91 then.
Yeah.
And sharp as a tack. I mean, she was just like, I mean, hey, this is what I want to say. You can ask me questions, but this is where I'm going type of thing. But you ought to read the things that are said about her by the left.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how can you gloat over somebody dying? I mean, these guys are like, you know, some people, they're just trolls. You could care less. Some of them are like authors or writers for these major newspapers, you know, and magazines. They're gloating over her death.
The Party of Tolerance is noted for its intolerance.
It's sad when you start hearing things like that. Hey, right now, you've got a chance to get that Sleep Number bit.
How have you been sleeping?
Oh, it was, you know, of course, we were gone this weekend. We left on Friday and Saturday, and we stayed down in Healdsburg. It's down there on the river, Russian River down there.
Yeah.
And we stayed in a cabin that my brother-in-law had, you know, they bought during one of these fundraisers for medical association or something. The cabins were nice. I mean, rustique, nice. I mean, and these people don't rent out their cabins. So it's not like this has got like family stuff in there, you know, like their bathrobes hanging up and all this.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was cool.
Yeah.
The Russian River is nothing like the Sac. It's at least we're right here going through Healdsburg because it's very calm, very slow. You can walk out in it, you know, and it comes up to your waist. And we were expecting all this noise from, because we were warned, hey, all these people are going to be coming down the river. It's going to be wild and crazy. You're going to be down on the beaches and all this. Well, as it turns out, there wasn't one person, hardly. There might have been a few people came by. It was nothing. However, next door, on Labor Day weekend, a crew of gardeners came in and proceeded to, with chainsaws and blowers, for 2 days. Finally, on the second day, I went, hey, what time are you guys finishing today? He goes, he looks at me and he goes, 5 p.m. And I went, cool. And it was like quarter till, and at 5 o'clock, they all quit, walked away, and so we had the rest of the night. But when you sleep someplace else, I wake up all the time because you just don't sleep as well. I miss my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. We miss our bed. We sleep tremendously better in our beds like this. And sleep number beds come with Sleep IQ technology, which helps you sleep better, gives you hints and all this. And only sleep number beds come with the Sleep IQ technology. Sleep number beds adjust on each side so that you don't have to try and get the, you know, you both give to have a bed that's comfortable. Well, in this case, you both get the one you want. So right now is the time during the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale, and it's in the final days, so you can save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. And if you haven't done it, if you haven't gone down to Sleep Number, you need to go down. Go down today. Go see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there and buy a bed. It's made in America. It's guaranteed. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than this. 7:15 in the morning, then we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. You know, we lost Denny Brugman. And for people that don't know who he is, he's played a part in this town that you probably didn't realize. But we need to talk about that because it's a big part in this town. And some things the Record Searchlight wants to do. And also, Megan Rapinoe has made a statement. And we need to talk about that a little bit. Our favorite daughter here, our soccer-playing champion. We'll be right back.
Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
It's buzzing with bees in Palisadro for the 36th annual Honey Bee Festival. Next weekend in Palisadro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. It's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides, pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m., and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honey Bee Festival next weekend in Palisadro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to PalisadroHoneyBeeFestival.com or call 941-1558 for details. Don't miss the buzz. That's next weekend, September 10th and 11th. The family fun starts at 8 a.m.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Remember when the whole country just went nuts over it?
I remember it's still going on. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here. Good morning, Carl. Bye. Bad Bob's here with me today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, Properties by Merit brings you this portion of the show. And John Scaife, he represents many commercial and residential clients, and his knowledge base is second to none. I tell you, if you want a commercial building or you want your own home, you want to sell your home, you want to buy your home, this is the man to go to. Check out his website at pbmerritt.com or give him a call at 338-2112. That's 338-2112. John Scaife from Properties by Merritt. He's a head guy down there. Hey, Denny Brugman. Do you know who that is?
Refresh my memory.
He's one of the ones that founded the Colt 45s. And he's out there, and he was announcing the games. And Denny's been around a long time here. Passed away this weekend, Saturday. I got a text from where we were at. We had no cell service. We had a, but we had, you know, internet. How you can get internet, but not cell service.
Yeah.
And when I, for some, you know, I went outside and stood up on something just to see if anybody had called. But you know, because you're addicted to these things. And this note, and this message came in, but that was it. Was that from? Rick Bassetti, that Denny Brugman had passed away from a stroke. I mean, he's not an old guy. So it was,
make
you know,
the moment to count.
Yeah, but, you know, we owe him and Rick and all these guys a lot because they brought baseball to our town. A good baseball team, a great program here that raises a lot of money for a lot of great charities, great fundraisers around here. So, Denny, you know, you'll be remembered. Now, second thing. Record Searchlight. Silas Lines puts a little editorial out on, well, you know, where he has this place on Sundays where he writes, you know, Silas Lines,
right? Right, right.
He said they're not going to endorse candidates anymore. They are going to interview them. They're going to put out all the information about them. But they are not going to endorse candidates, which, you know, frankly, I think is a good idea because, you know, look what they've done in the past. Pam Giacomini, who they had, they three-fourths of the column on the editorial was about what a good job she's done, and then they decided not to endorse her. And you think about that. Well, why? I mean, okay, Mary Rickert's running against Pam Giacomini, so you think, what, because so somebody's new, you're going to do better in all this. You know, I mean, and that's fine. But what's our policy here?
Locally, we try to stay out of the middle of it.
Well,
we bring all the viewpoints.
We stay in the middle of it. We try to do that because we never endorse anybody. You'll never, in fact, I doubt if you'll even be able to tell who we are interested in voting for because
that's not our job.
That's not our job. Our job is to ask every question or provide a venue that you can ask questions and then make up your own mind. You don't need me to tell you how to vote. You didn't need a Record Searchlight to tell you how to vote. So they said that, well, you know what, they may make an exception if there's a, you know, a real something that's really, really needs to be done, whatever that is. Anyway, I think it's a great idea. You know, stay out of it. Let your readers make up their minds. They don't need you leaning in and you bringing in your own caveats, your own biases into this.
Well, it's like somebody asking in the chat, well, what do you think of this report? What I think is immaterial. It's the effect that the report has, and what does our listening audience think? That's the reason I'm sitting here pushing the buttons. I wasn't paid to be a preacher or expounder. I have opinions, which I freely share, but that's all they are.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, but it doesn't have to say, you know, they'll say, what do you think? And I'll say, well, this is what this person said, and this is what this person said. You know, I the one thing I do say is that we need to have vision at the city and at the county. We need to have a vision, someone looking forward, looking ahead. Now, you know, you don't, you know, you get people like Ken Murray in there going, saying that, well, you know what, this is, you know, they can, but you know, unless you get three people in on it, and or you get the you know, the city manager has to get together. Well, the city manager and the county executive officer got together to move forward with this continuum of care, you know, something to, you know, to help the homeless situation.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
And you know what? This, it's not just the homeless situation. It's this heroin epidemic we have here. And now we're talking about bringing a methadone clinic in. You know, frankly, bring it. Bring it on. Get it in here tomorrow. Because, you know, Subway's robbed. Somebody comes in there, flashes a gun, robs the Subway. I don't know if they had a gun. I shouldn't say that. But they robbed the Subway. They run out, lose their pants, get captured.
There's things to be said for the prison look.
Lost his pants, running, got caught. Then they've just found a dead person in this furniture store. He's trapped. And he got crawled in his little crawl space, couldn't get out, broke a water pipe. And that's how they noticed that there's something wrong. There's a water pipe. They sent somebody back there. What's going on back there? The guy comes out. There's a dead guy in there.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, you don't know if he was trapped in there and he drowned or what happened.
Boy, that'll haunt you to the rest of your days.
Ooh. So you've got that. You've got the Wells Fargo Bank being robbed. I mean, heroin is, you know what, people? Heroin's here. So let's do what we can. You know, we slam them, get the dealers. But if it takes a methadone clinic, bring it on. Put it in, and don't put it in a strip mall where you've got, you know, all these problems. And then you kind of hang around there because there'll be heroin dealers coming, trying to get the people that are coming into the methadone clinic. So you grab them too.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you know, I was just talking to my brother-in-law who is a pain management kind of guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got this huge, you know, he's got a big practice down in Sacramento. And he says heroin. He says you're not going to get them passed. He says you've got to substitute it.
Yeah.
And he says methadone is a way of doing it. He says it doesn't give them that high. What it does is it takes away the need.
The crave. Yeah.
The craving for it. And he said otherwise, he said you're just going, it's spiraling. It's spiraling, you know, I guess you say it's exploding, but then society is spiraling down
with
people on heroin. So we need to move forward on this methadone clinic, because what if they get 100 people? What if it's 200 people? I don't care. But if it takes them from having to steal everything that's not attached, where people now, like I said, they're going in with guns to steal things.
Yeah.
Or knives. You know, they just aren't lifting everything off out of your garage or out of your car, which they still do. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And here we are, this great town. And, in fact, Anderson got together and said, hey, what's great about Anderson? We should do the same thing about Reading. What's great about Reading? I'll tell you what's great about Reading. Reading is a compassionate town that gives. During the worst part of this recession, they were still giving to those who had less. They are a town that believes in America and believes in the flag.
Yep.
And you let a disaster happen around here, the wildfires that swept through Jones Valley and Happy Valley years ago, and the rallying that this town did to take care of our own was, you've only seen a part of that, of how this town can just pull together. We squabble, fight, just like every other community does, but when there's a threat to that magnitude, the people put aside those differences, and I'm proud at those times. I'm proud all the time to be a resident of Reading. I'm frustrated as hell about it sometimes,
yeah.
But I'm proud to be a resident here.
That's right. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. Why? Because, one, if you've got somebody that needs help in your family, that needs maybe, you know, short-term care because of an operation or something like that, Home Helpers is there. If it's long-term in-home care, Home Helpers is there. Sharon Clark interviews everybody that she has working for her. They do background checks. They're all bonded and insured. You're getting the top of the list when it comes to, you know, when it comes to somebody helping you. Home Helpers, 226-8350. We'll be right back. It is 7:30.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Bye, Linda. It's a little bit under the weather this morning. Good morning, everybody. It is the 6th of September, and it's 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 64 degrees. It's going up 96 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, with all these new laws coming in January, this is the time to, one, buy your weapon. Yep. And we'll talk about that where later on, but it's Bastiani. And it's also time to get trained. And who should be your training? It'll be Ted Leidy in Northern Firearms Instruction. Whether he is teaching, you know, private classes or he's got all of his team out there, every one of his instructors are NRA professionals. All have been trained by the NRA, all are card-carrying pistol instructors or more. And NFI will provide guns and ammo to those people who haven't picked out the right gun yet, the right firearm. At least until the beginning of the year. Then we'll see what those new laws are going to do. Anyway, register online at readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. And I am here now to talk about Orchard Nutrition Center annual health fair with Wade and Bobette Riggs. Good morning. Good
morning, Carl.
How are you guys? How are you guys?
We're doing good.
You know, really
can't complain.
Bright-eyed
and
bushy-tailed.
Sorry about Linda.
You know what?
Weather.
Yeah, it was like, you know, she was
I don't know if it was from this weekend or what, or just maybe it's just everything is kind of catching up. And then now you need that day off, but then, you know, you want Labor Day, you think? No, because you got to go be with family. And so then you've got to drive and go back and forth. So she's feeling, you know, she'll be fine. Anyway, hey, what's this? You know, Orchard Nutrition, first of all, is a great place. We love Joe and all the people from Orchard Nutrition. And now it's time for their annual health fair already.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Bobette and I have been blessed. We've been working with Joe and his staff for the last almost 2.5 years. Yeah. And the health fair is an annual event that they put on. And it's totally free of charge. And there's so many things to do. Right, Bobette?
Yes, there is. I mean, there's stuff for the kids. They have the reptile party, which is always a big draw for the children. They have free samples. I mean, you get to try and all sorts of different things that you wouldn't normally, you know, get the opportunity to. I mean, it's really a big event that goes on, you know, that they've been doing every year.
And it's really, it's all about health. They've got nutritionists there that you can talk to. They've you can sample a lot of the vendors' items there. So it's a great opportunity to get good information about health, your health and health in particular, and to really get to know these people.
Yeah.
What's the reptile?
You know, I
What's
saw it
the
last year.
And
this,
party?
This thing is
they had a,
huge.
They had a big boa, okay, and it was yellow and white. And I mean, it's all safe there. They had just like different little reptiles that the kids could, you know, touch and everything. But they had like this monster boa constrictor.
Well, I was safe. I was about 20 feet away from the thing because I wasn't getting close, man.
Because it was looking at you.
Oh man, I'm telling you, this thing was huge.
It was looking at you.
And the little kids just walking up, going, "Hey, no fear, no problem."
Yeah.
Kids can handle that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I guess, man.
They don't know. Don't know about the tree.
No, spiders and snakes, man. I stay away.
Linda. Linda and spiders. Yes, you can hear her all the way across the town when she sees one. She should, then, because she'll call me right then and say, and in a very, you know, in her very, you know, low-key. Honey, would you come here and look at this spider? Unfortunately, she describes the spider at the top of her voice.
Yeah.
And then the spider, and then I go up there. I mean, we pay these people a lot of money to spray our house. So somehow this wolf spider, you know, I think he uses the pesticide as a sauce on its food.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, it comes out. I mean, but they're always in that one spot. That if you miss it, it goes away. But you know it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah, this time of year when the wolf spiders and the weaver spiders down along the river get to be about the size of salad.
You know, I said, you know, I just say, you know, honey, they're not as big as camel spiders. So anyway, but let's go back to reptiles. You know, I've seen this guy, and he brings out the greatest selection of reptiles. Okay, but you know what? Orchard Nutrition's annual health fair is the thing I like about Orchard Nutrition. You can walk in there. And there's got to be anybody you talk to is an expert.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've got people there in the vitamin sections and the supplements and all the stuff that somebody's there can tell you, okay, well, then if you know, you probably want to use this kind of supplement and you can combine it with this one, but don't combine it with this one.
Right.
And I mean, just the knowledge that you get from the people inside Orchard is
absolutely
just fantastic.
Well, we've actually.
I shop there a lot.
We've dealt with that on a personal level. We have a son who was diagnosed with celiac disease.
Yes.
And we went in there and they, I mean, took us through the gluten-free section because basically what that means is that he has to go on a gluten-free diet. He wasn't gaining weight, wasn't getting taller.
It's an autoimmune disorder because nobody really realizes that it's an autoimmune disorder that was starving him with his intestine.
Because he needed to be gluten-free.
Right.
Yeah,
and
wow.
We went in there and Joe actually walked Bobette through the gluten-free section and was explaining everything to her. I mean, that's just unbelievable. I mean, where are you going to get service like that?
Yeah.
You know,
you're not. And okay, so it's a free. And this thing is again free.
Absolutely.
A free parking lot event. It's going to be this Saturday, in fact, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street, mm-hmm. which is out in their parking lot. I assume.
Yeah, it's Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Yeah, and raffles, sample some of the Orchard mm-hmm. Nutrition Center products, and talk directly to the local business owners.
Right. The raffle prizes. Basically, all of that money is donated.
Yeah.
So I mean, which is what Joe does. He's great.
Yeah, Joe's a great man.
Although he probably killed me for saying that.
I know. Yeah.
Joe and I have lunch. on a semi-regular basis. And he and I figure out what's wrong with the world. We fix it right there. Okay. No matter where we're at, we fix it right there. But fortunately, we're not made kings for the day. Otherwise, we would fix all this stuff. I'm not sure what this stuff is, but...
Life, I think.
I think most of it. Okay, so I'm going down. I'm going to go down there because I like it. Because also they're getting chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Beef from Hat Creek Growers up there, fantastic. Which you know is
oh,
great.
Giacomini's are amazing, and they're such great people.
Yeah, and Amy's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those.
And also, do you know, you can actually order from the deli now online.
I didn't know that.
They've got an app at the App Store, and you can download it from Google Play, and to where you can go online and pre-order your lunch. No standing in lines. You just walk in, pick it up. You're good to go because I know how busy you are, Carl.
It's cool.
Yeah. And it's great for the business. You know, there's a lot of lawyers across the way, and, you know, they can just go online and
you
got to
time
it.
Right. So you can get your and get my haircut down at Cypress Square.
Seriously, we're going to talk about hair, Carl?
Well, I'm sorry. Some of us still have hair.
Thank you.
And, you know, and then you can go right from there to lunch, or you can have lunch first over at Orchards and come on back up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
Okay, this Saturday, September 10th, Orchard Nutrition Center's annual health fair. It's going to start at 10 a.m. It's going to go to 2 p.m. It's going to be in the Orchard, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. Family-friendly raffles. Get to sample a lot of stuff down there. Enjoy their barbecue and entertainment. Jimmy Limo, blues guitar singer. And a reptile party, which means that the guy brings his turtles and his and his little skink, you know, skink lizards and maybe the big boa.
The big guy.
He'll probably feed that boa before he comes down. You don't have to feed him like once a year, something like that. Feed him something big.
Don't look at me like that, Carl.
I'm just thinking, you know, he was looking. He wanted to give you a little sneaky lick there.
Yeah.
Help me out, Bob. Help me out, Bob. I actually get that reference.
Add that album. A little sneaky lick. Okay, anything else? Anything else?
No, give Linda our love.
Yeah.
I will do that, and we will see you this Saturday. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, yes.
And give Joe a big hug for me until I can see him this Saturday.
Shall I do?
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Worthy Cause. Bob Irvine, executive director of a nonprofit dedicated to providing job and housing support to adults with disabilities, attended a Tri-Counties Bank seminar looking for ways to run his organization more efficiently. Inspired by the nonprofit's worthy mission, Tri-Counties Bank branch manager Travis Barker and his business banking team put their hearts into finding a solution. The dedicated experts on the Tri-Counties Bank team identified missed financial opportunities and presented Bob with a financing restructuring deal that helped the nonprofit save thousands of dollars a month. Now that's service with heart. Business lending, cash management, heartfelt solutions. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, September 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Okay, play the music now.
Every once in a while we do a streaming music, and I'll hit the button and it says, sorry, can't find that song. Then why is it there?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. It is 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 64 degrees. It's going up to 96 today. Today, the 6th of September. Oh, my gosh. 605-4567. Get your phones because at 8 o'clock, our 8 o'clock guest just called and said that they can't make it. So we're going to have open lines. So think of some things. You know, Onion Grower, you're back there again. Ben again. We need to get out some information to people. So, like you said, and about what's going on in our community. But this in our community right now is Wellgate Sports Club. It's on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Down there, you're not going to find a better place to work out. Bob's been going there now for months. And, the difference in Bob is remarkable. Can I say that?
Well, thank you.
Part of it's attitude. Part of it is looks. But I think you're happier now.
There's a... not exactly a runner's high, but it feels good.
You get the endorphins going, and you go every day. I mean, that's what I like. You are just driven. I think that's great, and I'm trying to work my way into being driven like you are, even though that you go every day, and I try to. I'll get two or three days a week, and I'd really like to go every day.
And Brenda is now signed up. She's availing herself of the saltwater pool.
Because that saltwater pool, it's the only one out here in a sports club. They have Kathleen Calling, is a certified professional water coach. Reduces exercise inflammation, increases in flexibility, increased buoyancy, means reduced joint wear. All of this stuff is at Wellgate Sports Club. Plus, Bohem Spa is in there. And the people there are extremely professional, very knowledgeable. Place is absolutely spotless. All of this at Wellgate Sports Club, 768-1205. Let's talk about the Taste of Cuba is coming on Saturday, September 10th. It's not too late, I don't think, to buy some tickets. Give them a call now at 246-0146. Now, Taste of Cuba was going to have cigar rollers. It's going to have Cuban food, Cuban music, and all this. No, it's not a political statement here. It's raising money for the Shasta Library Foundation and for the Anderson, Burney, and Redding Libraries. 2.1 million people. Think about that. 2.1 million people visit our libraries every year. That's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And you think about, you get things like digital books that you can download on your, I guess you could even download them on your phone if you wanted to, on your computers. Have all that stuff. They have digital books, and plus, of course, the books that are there. You know, computers, they have classes going on all the time over there. You know, this is, and one of the ways they do it is by raising money. Mm-hmm. So we talked to Peggy Olay, executive director at 246-0146, and asked about tables, asked about being there. This Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, I believe that if you have a Kindle device or something along those lines, that you get a special account code and they control it. You know, digital stuff, of course, can be copied over and over again, but through what's called rights management, the library holds a certain number of licenses that they can give out number of copies per title.
Colin Kaepernick is back in the news. He's still taking his – I really booed on Thursday, you know, against the Chargers. Really, really booed. Continuous booing. And he has come out and he's made a couple of statements. He said that the crowd's negative reaction is a misunderstanding.
He's going to donate $1 million to groups that help people affected by the issues he's trying to spotlight, such as racial inequality and police brutality. It's funny how he's just doing it now. I mean, he's been making millions for years. Anyway, the media painted me as I'm anti-American, anti-men and women of the military, and that's not the case at all. He says, I realize that men and women of the military go out and sacrifice their lives and put themselves in harm's way for my freedom of speech and my freedom in this country and my freedom to take a seat or take a knee, so I have the utmost respect for them. I think what I did was taken out of context and spun a different way.
He obviously has a future in politics.
Well, he says, I've been very blessed to be in this position, be able to make this kind of money that I do. Well, he is. But, you know, part of it is how hard he's worked. But he's worked as part of a team. And sometimes, you know, he forgets that, I think. And at least he gave honor to the military. Mm-hmm. You know, he should have done that at the beginning, though, instead of this, you know, oh, well, you know. But you notice he didn't say anything about police. During the singing of God Bless America, he remained standing and applauded. Once again, I'm not anti-American, he later told reporters. I love America. Well, he should love America. America has given him the opportunity to do this, to be, you know, the second-string quarterback and get paid $1 million a year. Bob, second-string quarterback and paid $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Plus other stuff. He's not even starting the games.
Yeah. And he is,
okay, we want to talk about salaries. People are sending me stuff about salaries of here in the in Reading, which, you know, okay, we can talk about that. We can talk about the amount of money they make. And you had people in here the other day were explaining that. You know, Ken Murray thinks, oh, hey, look, we've got to pay people this much money. We'll never get anybody. But let's talk about sports figures.
Yeah.
You know, if you hit the ball once every five times at bat, you can make $5 million a year.
Yep.
If you don't ever start a game, but you're kind of standing there, you can make $1 million a year plus. You know, his original contract was much more, but then he's kind of lost out on that. But if you are a starter, you can make $5 million a year at least. I mean, that's as a defensive lineman. You know, so, I mean, it's kind of like, whoa. And then you think about school teachers. You think about military. You think about cops. You think about nurses. You think about what's happening to the doctors in our society. They're just getting whacked and whacked and whacked at.
My primary.
And because you can, yeah, you can sink a 30. Of course, how many people can sink a, you know, 5 3-point shots in a row? Well, probably not that many. But excuse me, we get back into money again, you know, for this. So, well, and you know what? I would be remiss if I didn't mention our own Megan Rapinoe. Mm-hmm. Our favorite daughter here, who came out as being gay, you know, a couple years ago, and I don't think that really bothered a lot of people. I think probably a lot of people knew, but it didn't come out. You know, it didn't bother anybody.
The general consensus was, yeah, so.
Okay, so. I mean, so. Well, then now she's taking a knee, and because she says that people have gotten after Colin Kaepernick because it's a racial thing. It's all racial. Nah, no, it's not. It's not that, Megan, if I can beg to differ with you.
That would because, be the Obama defense.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's like, oh, it's racial because Obama is half black. Well, he's also half white. So, I mean, you know, and Kaepernick is half black and half white. So it's not that. It's the stands they make or the decisions they make. Doesn't mean because you disagree with them or you think there's a better way. If he had come out and said this right up front, everything that his handlers are telling him now is what I believe. But if he had said this up front, the consternation would not be that much. And, you know, the other thing, too, he says, I'm not saying this is going to go on. He says, I wanted to bring attention to it. Well, you brought attention to it. Now, Megan says that she wants to bring attention to it, too, and the fact of how badly the gays and lesbians and how that have been treated.
Yeah.
But if you look at it now, Megan, you should have done this like when you were on the Olympic team 4 years ago when you're waving the flag. You know, when they played the American national anthem, maybe you should have just knelt right then. Because that was before, you know, military was opened up. That was before a lot of these decisions had been made. Then you could have really brought attention to it. But now, you know, gay marriage is kind of the law of the land. You know, transgenders, you know, gays in the military, openly serving. I mean, the you know, Hollywood, the media, everywhere. So I'm not sure, Megan, that this shouldn't have been done like 4 years ago. Now,
yeah.
Do we still love Megan? Yes. Do we still want to watch her play? Yes. You know what? She's still our favorite daughter. So she wants to do this. That's fine. You know what? You look at it the same way as you would your, one of your kids and say, you know, they got the right to do that. I spent 30 years of my life. You spent 4 years of your life guaranteeing their right to take a knee during the national anthem. That's fine. You want to do that. But just, you know, kind of like looking at when you do it and what are the reasons. You know, now you're kind of like at the end of your career, and I don't mean this badly, but she's had knee injuries. Our team in the Olympics really blew it. They didn't even get into the medal round. You've got your goalie being suspended for who knows how long, and the rest of the team is kind of like at odds with everybody. So I think that Megan is always welcome. Will always be welcome. I'd love to have her on the show and talk about her stances or whatever, and talk about her life and what it's been like. I mean, come on, she is the golden girl. She didn't get as much. I think she got a lot of publicity, not for this, but for everything she's accomplished in her life, and she should. Okay. Moving right along. Gapfire.
Bad news.
Oh, man, we came back. Okay. We, you know, when we leave, somebody always stays at our house. Somebody's got to watch the Elk Killer. But they always stay at our house. Well, somehow they managed to turn on the fan instead of just being on automatic. Big dot. Bad Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being automatic, they turned it on so the fan was running all the time. Well, the air conditioner goes off. But I kept hearing, I said, what is that? Is that, you know, we have an overhead fan.
Yeah.
But so you're sleeping. But the next morning, the room is like smoky. I mean, it's not like a hazy smoke, but you can smell it. The fan had been on all night, but it hadn't been filtering the air.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, you know, I fixed that and we put the air scrubber in there. But the gap fire is pushing smoke two-thirds the size of Redding is coming down the valley at us. And if you are going outside and you have breathing problems or you have asthma problems, you might want to take this into account. Our air quality is sucking out there.
Yeah. Two fires in our vicinity that are adding, of course, to our lousy air quality. The Gap Fire down in, up in the Klamath National Forest. Currently just about 28,000 acres. This is looking at NCWEB. Then the Cedar Fire over in the Sequoia National Forest is also about 30,000 acres. Both those are pumping an awful lot of smoke into the air, and the wind kind of stirs them up. So it's a little bit rough air quality, but this is that time of year.
And we're going to have that, and it's going to be continuous. And then you've got
the big ones down in Southern California.
Oh, yeah. And you've got hurricanes. You've got, I mean, everything is kind of coming along here. But you know what? Frankly, we haven't, you know, we've got the Gap Fire, which is, gosh, it's got to be like 25,000 acres now. But it seems like 30% of it is contained. Or is it
now,
more
than
that?
The Gap is at 28. I'll have a containment number for you in just a moment. I can look up the incident here. By the way, it's called NCWEB, and you can look at all the major incidents that are going on. 30% containment as of last night.
30%. Okay, yeah. That's cool. Hey, 8 o'clock is going to be open line. So this is the time to start hopping in here, all the people. You want to talk about, come in with specific things to talk about, to address things that you want to hear about. Is Trump catching up on Hillary? Does Hillary have to do anything? Hillary just had a coughing fit during one of her speeches that got a lot of people worried. She says, I'm allergic to Trump, you know, which got the laughter, but then she couldn't talk for a while. We go back to the health thing and people go, oh no, you know, I want to, health's got nothing to do with it. Excuse me? Yes, health has a lot to do with it with the president. Look at the presidents after 4 years and after 8 years. Tell me that this job does not age you. Look at President Obama. I mean, this guy came in, he was healthy and everything, and now his hair's gray. I'm not sure how healthy he is. He's probably still healthy. He plays golf a lot. But you take a 68-year-old woman or man, okay, I'll just say that too. You get into that, and you start 68, 72, 76, come on. What are you looking at here? I know that I wake up in the morning And there's parts that, you know, I mean, my you know, your knees, your you know, shoulders, things, you kind of look like a wind up doll when you're walking across the across the floor. Linda says, "Oh," she says,
"You know,
oh.
You've reached that point where your knee predicts the weather better than than the gal on TV.
You get that shoulder, and you just kind of look, and you just hear it going click, click, click."
Yeah.
All right, open lines. We come back, my friends. It is now 8 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 6th of September.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thousands of tourists are still stranded in the international vacation resort of Cabo San Lucas after it was hit by Hurricane Newton.
The slim peninsula coastline of Baja California close to Cabo San Lucas is where Hurricane Newton made landfall, with winds gusting at 90 miles per hour, fanning out 40 miles, plus torrential belts of rain which threaten flash floods and mudslides. Forecasters say it's retaining power and will again make landfall early tomorrow, ending up in southern Arizona. Flights out of Cabo San Lucas were cancelled, so 14,000 tourists, many of them international, are stranded. James Beers in Mexico.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is not exactly apologizing, but he does say he regrets cursing President Obama in an answer he gave to a reporter. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says that the comment was enough to throw off what had been planned talks between Duterte and President Obama at a convention in Laos.
We felt that that did not create a constructive environment for a bilateral meeting. All of the attention, frankly, was on those comments.
President Obama is reaching out to Laos today as he attends the meeting there, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
Let me simply say how much I hope that our new partnership will mean greater progress and opportunity for the people of Laos.
The president referencing the 9-year secret bombing campaign during the Vietnam War and pledged $90 million to help clear away millions of unexploded cluster bombs still on the ground there. Former Fox News Channel anchor Gretchen Carlson has settled her sexual harassment lawsuit against Roger Ailes. It's a case that led to the downfall of Fox's chief executive when other women made similar accusations during an investigation on Wall Street. The Dow is struggling right now. It's off about 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
It's a development that's led to speculation about possibly higher gasoline prices in our future.
The world's two largest oil producers, Russia and Saudi Arabia, have agreed to act together to stabilize global oil output, although it's unclear what that might involve. Energy ministers from the two countries met on the sidelines of the just-concluded G20 summit in China. A joint statement released by Russia says both ministers agreed to recognize the need to restrain an excessive volatility in the oil market.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. The Army Corps of Engineers will not oppose a request for a work stoppage on part of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The request comes from a Native American tribe. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe has asked for a halt to the construction of about a 2-mile stretch in North Dakota to prevent the destruction of what they say is sacred and culturally significant sites in the path of that pipeline. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. British Airways travelers are suffering delays due to computer glitches in check-in systems. We get more from correspondent Zara Shakley.
Travelers took to social media globally to complain of long lines, and the airline said a number of airports were affected. The airline says passengers are being checked in at Heathrow Airport in London and Gatwick Airport south of London, but the process may be a bit slower than usual. BA had to apologize in July after computer glitches in check-in systems also delayed passengers. It began installing new systems last October and completed the rollout earlier this year.
That is Eric Shackley reporting. Boston's largest police union headed to court today to try to stop a program requiring officers to wear body cameras. The Boston Police Patrolmen's Association claims the city violated an agreement when Commissioner William Evans assigned 100 officers to wear the cameras after nobody volunteered. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 this Tuesday morning after Labor Day weekend, the 6th of September. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott here. Linda's just a little bit under the weather. She better have been here today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com to hop in our chat room, as many of you have. Good morning. Oh, and Sun Gold, and let me see, Bob's iPad, and Bennigan, and Onion Grower, and so many others. And, Bob, what's it look like for weather today and the rest of this week, come to think of it?
Well, we're going to have another little bit of a heat spell coming up as we head into this week. Temperatures increasing. Today's high with abundant sunshine will be around 95. Tomorrow, though, inches right up, closing in on a century mark. We're expecting 100-degree temperatures on Friday. Then when we get, as we get through the weekend, it drops right back down to the relatively, only in Reading do you say 95 is cooler with a straight face, but that's what we're looking for as we get back into next Monday. So a little bit of a heat burst, but overnight temperatures remaining down around 60 degrees, so not too bad. Starting to feel a little bit like fall. Currently it is 67 degrees in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Our buddies down there, a veteran-owned business, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, Rebecca and Henry are just doing a great job over there. Took it over from Leonard. And I can't say how well, I can't even say enough about how well they've done. You know, they've taken his customer service model, and even if it's possible, have increased it. He, Henry, of course, is a gemologist, and he can design and fix jewelry like that. They've got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry, and every type of jewelry you can imagine is there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Give them a call at 222-2750. Open Monday through Friday there. Let's go to the phones. Hey, it's open line. Open line Tuesday. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about having Ken Murray on your show. I used to listen to him, and I found him to be sometimes not real accurate and quite arrogant. And I got a hint of that arrogance on your show. The first time was when he was referring to Dane Wigington as Wingington, wing what? He just did everything but call him a wing nut. And then Friday, they brought up Jefferson, and it was what's the name of that? What are they wanting to do? Split California? What are they trying to call it? He knew darn well that it was Jefferson. And then he says, you know, I had this idea 30 years ago about splitting up from California, but we were going to, I wanted to join Nevada, and we'd have a deep water port over in Eureka. You know what? That deep water port is Russell Hunt's idea. I just can't imagine stealing an idea from Russell Hunt. So I've got a question for you. I hope you seriously think about not having him back on your show. Would you do that?
I will think about it, but I tell you what. There are people out there that I've gotten emails from
that have, you know, they've missed Ken Murray here in Ken Murray. Ken's opinions are his own. That's how we always start off here.
The opinions, views and opinions.
The views and opinions that you hear in the station don't necessarily reflect the owners and the management. But the thing is that he brings in a talent on knowing where things are, and he's a great person to argue with. It doesn't mean you don't have to believe him or agree with him. Which is kind of cool because, and this is why I like that, Nick, is that, you know, things I say, you know that some people don't agree with. I mean, you know, Dane and I go back and forth. I respect Dane's, I respect his sincerity and the things that he says. But I may not agree with his
My
viewpoint.
My point was the lack of respect.
Okay. All right. Well,
that
you know what?
That's one big point I had. Just no respect at all.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's a good point. And perhaps if he comes back on again, I'll mention that to him. You know, there is a condescending tone in Ken's voice at times. Okay. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Good day.
You bet. Let's go on. Hey, Mark, good morning, buddy.
Morning. How you doing?
Well, so far, so good.
Listen, I wanted to comment on the Ken Murray stuff, too, and kind of follow up on what Nick had to say there.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, what's interesting is that, you know, Ken Murray didn't follow up on anything about the unfunded liabilities. He's criticizing everybody, but wasn't Ken Murray instrumental in putting together the defined benefits packages for all of these pensions that don't seem to, that are all insolvent? And, you know, we go back and look at his track record, it's not very, you know, stellar in the fact that he's got was part of the people that put the unfunded liabilities in place for the defined contributions program that, you know, it was prior, it was defined contributions, now it's defined benefits, and that's created an insolvency problem in the city with the unfunded liabilities. And why is that not getting reported at all in our local newspapers, in our local, TV station that gets the facts right? You know, it's just incredible that they just overlook one of the biggest stories, you know, in the history of California, that CalPERS is going bankrupt. And, where's Ken Murray on that one?
Well, you know, everything I read about CalPERS shows that it's in deep trouble. And that the deeper it gets, the more trouble we're going to be in, because we are part of that tail that's getting shaken by that dog.
Bingo. But why doesn't our local media even run a story? Have you seen any stories at all in the Record Flashlight?
I don't see a lot of them. I think I have seen some in. I have to admit, I don't read it every day. Okay, I don't read it every day. But I think having a front page story that says $300 million unfunded liabilities. What are the candidates going to do about that?
Yeah. I mean, it's
well,
just
you know what they're
going to
do. But you know what they're going to do, Mark. Okay,
yeah,
let me ask you, Mark. You are. You know what? I know, Mark. I. You know what? I respect your intellect. And I also respect your knowledge of how finances work.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Well, no, and I mean that. And the fact is, though, is where we are with our tax dollars are in a static line, the tax revenue coming in, would you say?
Well, you know, the real deal is that our economy is tanking out here. You know, it's not being reported just like everything else. And if you look at all the numbers, you know, we are, you know, the seventh biggest export the high seas of the container ships went bankrupt last week. You know, and so the things are getting ugly.
Wait. Who was the one? What was that? The seventh largest.
One of the major shipping companies.
Shipping
the major
companies went up.
Okay. Right. They just filed bankruptcy last week. Hanjin. And God, I that's one of a huge story. It doesn't make the media, you know. And after a while, you know, when you talk about the tax revenue, they're going to go nothing but down. These guys are scrambling to raise taxes because Ken Murray and the bunch, you know, put together the defined benefits program that's sinking our city, you know, through the unions and the graft and all that. It's not going to help. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse till we
get to
the fundamental root of the problem.
Okay, and I, you know what, where I'm at right now is, and this is what I asked Gary Cadd, and I respect Gary Cadd too. I mean, he's been fighting this battle. Is Gary, what, okay, what are we going to do then? If we don't raise taxes, what's going to happen? Now, well, are you one of the ones that believe we should go into bankruptcy?
I don't know about bankruptcy. We might be forced into bankruptcy to renegotiate with the unions and the city staff. These guys are making mega bucks. They're getting rich. I mean, that's the real problem. The real problem is that the city and county workers at the higher levels are making bank. Look at Starman's salary and benefits package. Look at the retirement going to, what's his name over there at Turtle Bay, Mike Warren. I mean, start looking at all these packages. That's where the cuts have to be made.
Okay, but how can you cut back on things that are already done?
That's why you have to file bankruptcy at some point. I'm not saying that I want to file bankruptcy. That we're going to be forced to file bankruptcy at some point because it's totally unsustainable with their projections on their defined benefits programs. And by the way, too, I think you should have Ken Murray on almost every other day because I think the cannon fodder that he's created off of this should be coming out more and more.
Well, you know what happens is when Ken comes on, I tell you what, it raises the ire of people. And,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know what the thing is too, is Mark, is that when I asked, I said, okay, so if we don't raise taxes because we're sure as hell aren't getting enough in the revenue, then how do you even start to pay off anything? How do we start to even have streets? Or
well, you almost got to start over. That's what the bankruptcy is going to be doing. That's why the state of Jefferson is so important as well, because you've got to renegotiate all this stuff. You know, you've almost got to take and wipe the slate clean, because if you don't, this just keeps happening with the same players, with the same games and the whole nine yards, and it's not being reported by the media so that the public's aware of what is going on typically. So,
okay.
How do you fix it? Well, I think you're going to have to wait till it gets so bad that it gets so ugly that people have to pay attention.
Next
and then
Monday,
it might start to get fixed.
Next Monday. Carol Ferguson's going to be our guest on the record.
Yeah, I might call in.
You know what? But this is one of the questions I'm going to ask her. You know, besides the fact that I said I'm really glad that they came around to my side, where they're not, saying, who they're endorsing, but you're just letting the people make that decision. But this is really a good point. Is when have they done a really long, detailed story, or well-researched story about the unfunded liabilities and the impact it's going to have on our city? Mark, thanks a lot. We got to run, buddy.
How about the promise to run a story about the ACLJ win for the Tea Parties? You know, anything that has a conservative slant to it, these guys either bury or misreport. That's their job as watchdogs. You know, these people should be put out of business, in my opinion, because they are absolutely despicable with their biased media reporting.
Okay, and you get the last word on that one, buddy. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick, you bet. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business in Kenworth. Jeff Wurst? Did I say Ken? I meant Jeff Wurst. hey, whether it's a little chip, just a little bitty chip, it's a little one.
On or off the shoulder.
Or a crack over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst is your man. He can fix it. He guarantees his work. You're not going to find a better place than this. That's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. It's about 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Hey, is that it? Should we be looking at bankruptcy here and, saying, hey, you know what, we can't pay all this. Let's just declare bankruptcy. Level all of our debts out and start all over again.
There are those who say we need to fire the entire city staff and then what? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club.
Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club Saltwater Pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This is Pastor Jerry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Everyone who pays close attention to what's happening around the world can see how the world is in a very volatile condition. Things could explode at any time. We wonder what's next. Will there ever be peace? I have good news. The Bible teaches us what to look for and what to expect as the end times begin to unfold. Starting Sunday, September 11th, I will begin a series on the end times. Throughout the series, we will examine the rapture, the tribulation, and what's happening now around the world. We will also examine how Islam and the Muslim influence will affect the final days prophesied in the Bible. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 6th of September.
Why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the ritz.
67 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. It's still warm enough. Don't leave anything in that car. Yeah. We used to warn people, you know, gosh, when it was really going hot. But, you know, 96 will still kill an animal or a child or anybody that's just left in there with the windows rolled up. So be very careful out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
One of the great scenes in Young Frankenstein was the putting on the ritz.
On the ritz. I remember that. This portion of the show brought to you by, and speaking of heat, Alliance Heating and Air, who is just the one to go to if you have any heating or cooling problems. You know what? After Alliance Heating and Air, okay, get this, came in and rescued us that day in that next week. So yesterday, or this over the week, we received a thank you gift from them, from Alliance Heating and Air, and a nice card that said thank you for allowing us to, to allow us to come in and fix your house. Or something like that. But it was really nice. I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's a class act. Lions Heated in Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Besides the fact they're really good at what they do, and they have been voted best in the North State, check out their website, too, at homecomfort.org. All right. So we were talking about bankruptcy, and we're looking up some other things like equivalent towns, or towns about the size of Reading. And how much are they paying their managers and their thing, you know, like that?
Right. So I looked up the closest thing I could come up with in a hurry was Roseville, which is 128,000 people. Now, they are a major shopping hub. They're also located considerably closer to a major urban center, i.e. Sacramento. But there are some similarities. But as a point of comparison, total pay and benefits for Kurt Starman as of 2014 was 327,000 years. That's everything all piled together.
Everything.
Raymond Kettridge, who's city manager of Roseville, his total benefits package, $399,000. The police chief of Roseville, Daniel Hahn, pulls in $343,000. And it's going to take me a minute to our chief, when everything is put together, all the pay, all the benefits, everything, $252,000. So they're roughly proportional because Roseville is about
Roseville's as of this year?
Roseville, latest numbers, 2015. Reading's numbers are, between 2014 and 2015.
Okay.
And this is all from Transparent California.
Okay. So they're about the same as Roseville's.
So running a city, an incorporated city, is in fact running like a big corporation. And there are those who can say, we need to fire everybody and hire them all back at minimum wage or something very similar to that and put them all in double-wide trailers. Well, for a long time, City of Reading employees were in double-wide trailers, and it was pretty miserable.
In fact, one of our chat room people, Sonny, used to work in those. He said it was really difficult to find people that would come there and work. So I guess it's like this, my friends. If you want to have somebody that can run a business and run a large organization like the city, you're going to have to pay him to show up. So can you get somebody to run cheaper? Well, as we have found when you talk to different people there, is that they had to up the price 10% for the new guy coming in under permits running that section, because nobody else, the people were just saying, hey, look, it's not enough money. I can make more money right here. And you can say, yeah, but you can live in Reading. Well, you can live in Reading, but right now, Reading, as people drive, as people are coming through here, you're starting to see parts of Reading, you start hearing things like we need a methadone clinic.
Yeah.
You're looking at the robberies. You're looking at other things. Some people, when they're just on the surface, there's some things going on here that aren't cool. You have to get below the surface and realize what a great place this is.
Yeah, and people got all upset because I pointed out that Money Watch article. Well, do you believe it? If I believe it or not, if Bob Belongi believes it or not, that's
doesn't make any difference.
That means nothing.
About the third most miserable place, based on something from 2014.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning there, Vent.
Good morning. And come on, Bob. Everybody waits to hear if Bob believes it or not. That's kind of how we set our standards.
Right. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about that. First off, this comparison to Roseville. Now, you guys have visited Roseville. I've lived there. There truly is, I loved Reading, but there's truly no comparison between the two cities, except for maybe population and so on.
I've never been in Roseville, so I can't tell you this, but we were just trying to grab something of similar, up here in the north, similar
size.
Yeah,
I totally understand that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, their economy is just so much more vital than what we've got
so
far, have been able to reproduce.
Okay, we haven't looked up as what their annual budget is, if it's, it could be.
And that's the part that I think would probably be a fair, look if you're looking for economies. Because quite frankly, I mean, the revenue that they actually drive through that place is amazing. But then the other part is, I mean, one of the arguments to consider in this whole thing is maybe the entire lake level is too high. I mean, and what I mean by that is, all these public employees, whether they're, in that market or this or, who knows what other market in California, has elevated to such a point that they've just taken up such a large portion of the pool that's available revenue-wise in these communities that it's just, it doesn't matter whether or not, if we're out there trying to compete market to market, we're basically just cutting all of our throats at the same time.
Well, I see what
and
you're
I know
saying.
Seems,
hey, look at this other city. They make this much. And if that started like 15 years ago, every time it goes up, he's making this much. Well, we should have to pay this much. Well, at a certain point, we're going to price ourselves out.
Rising water raises all boats. And quite frankly, it's the same strategy that they've used locally. We have margins built into these contracts to where, let's say, a manager has to make 5% more than the tier underneath them. So all they have to do is raise the tier underneath them, you know, put in a pay raise for them, and they automatically go up because of the contract. So, I mean, these are things that are put in place by very smart people. The unions have done a fantastic job for these people. Unfortunately, we're in a situation where, you know, the TEAL just cannot pay for it anymore. And that's one of those things that, and I hope that, you know, people understand that we all want what Measure D could potentially give us. We all want faster response times, and we all want, you know, more police on the streets and more jail cells and, you know, all these things that, you know, we would hope that this would do it. But, you know, at what cost? I mean, and, you know, what cost not to do it? I guess that's the other portion that people are weighing. This event that's coming up on Thursday, this event is all about actually exposing what our current condition is and then giving as much information as possible to all those people out there who are still trying to make a decision, you know, as to whether or not this is, you know.
Okay, talk about this thing happening Thursday.
Thursday, we've got a person coming in from Watchdogs, actually multiple people, that's all they do is focus on the pension and try to figure out, all right, what is wrong with them. They go to other states as well, but right now they're really focused on California and on specific communities. We had asked them, Gary Cadd and a few others in the community had asked them quite a few months back if they would consider having Reading as one of the focus groups, and they contacted us about 2-3 months ago and said, yes, Reading will be one of the, I think, 15 groups that they're studying. So they're going to come in. They're going to basically be there for the community. You know, for people, if you're a city employee and you've got any concern at all, which you should, about your pension, they're going to come in and answer questions about how it works and, you know, what are the dynamics behind how decisions are made and, you know, what do we have to look forward to? They're going to be there to answer questions for the taxpayer who, you know, isn't aware of the CalPERS program at all and what are the problems with it. So they're there to create as much clarity as we can possibly have. Unfortunately, CalPERS has a kind of a lag when it comes to reporting their numbers and effects, and then they do it by percentage, and, you know, so it gets very confusing if you're trying to follow it and break down exactly where we stand. Most recent numbers of 2014 show, you know, $213 million of unfunded pension portion. But then what is the you know, underfunded pension portion? And what are we actually paying out in our general budget? What does it mean to our general budget as far as, you know, all the revenues coming in? How much is really going out to the things that, you know, most of us care about, roads and parks and all the other things involved in that? How much of that, you know, general budget is taken up each year and how much is left over? I mean, these are all things that, you know, we should be trying to decide, because there's some people that believe this money should be used for, you know, taking care of the pension program. If we do vote D in, there's a lot of people that believe we should, you know, keep our word to these local community members who have worked 30 years for the city and taken care of us. Do we have an obligation to make sure that they're taken care of? Why is nobody getting in front of this and fixing this problem? So, I mean, there's a lot of questions with this one.
Okay. Yeah. So that's going to be Thursday?
Thursday at 5:45, I think we'll open the doors. And by 6 o'clock, we'll be ready to start discussing things. And then we have two other events, Carl. We have – these are all being put on by CVAC, Cass County Veterans. We have the candidate forum on the 29th, and then on October 12th, we're going to commit one entire night to nothing but Measure D and E.
Okay.
So if you'd like to come down and, you know, have your questions answered, it won't be, pre-described. It won't be, you know, questions that have been given to candidates, prior, those kinds of things. It'll be taking questions from the
crowd,
from the, yeah, voters.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you one last question. Vint used to be
yes,
the
sir.
President of the DRBA, Downtown Reading Business Association. What do you think about the spending the thousands of dollars on the money that and find out that $22 was unaccounted for one way or the other? I mean, I don't know if it was because too much was paid or not enough was paid.
Actually, it was. I did get clarity on that, just so you know, Carl. It was The invoice was for $433, and the check was made for $455. So, yeah, it was
$22.
Yeah, yeah. So now we'll have a refund, and I'm sure that'll cost us about $1,000 to, you know, adjust that audit. You know, it was a situation where it doesn't matter fact-wise all the things that came out of it. I think people really need to go back and revisit the reason it happened at all. This is a situation where a group of taxpayers put their own monies into a program to do great things for the community. In this case, buying RPD bicycles and, you know, street sweepers and trash receptacles and all these wonderful things, as well as putting on Christmas parades. And this is their own money. And the city was great enough to help us out and, you know, do the collection each year and then, you know, redistribute back to the DRBA so it could be spent and be done. And quite frankly, why they tore it down for no reason and then offered no solution to replace it, that's an issue. Because, I mean, you've got wonderful groups like the 2030 Club out there putting on the parade. They took it over from the Trade Club. And now they're going to be, you know, scrambling to try to come up with it. Well, I think people like, you know, Christian Schrader and Brent Weaver and Francie Sullivan, you know what, you guys need to get your checkbooks out. Because if you're going to wipe something out, if you're going to remove it, then, you know what, come up with a solution to replace it. And that needs to happen. And I know that there's wonderful citizens out there that will try to make sure that these traditions are maintained and, you know, we do it. But it's got to be a scenario where people realize, why did they do it in the first place? And, you know, is that something that was really in all of our best interest?
Well,
because they could have easily got together with a group like the DRBA. We would have fixed whatever issues were out there, and we could have moved forward.
Whatever those issues might have been.
Yeah.
It was never clear what any of the issues were. It's just we were spending the money wrongly, which, of course, was not.
Well, the
true
fact that we were spending it at all and not giving it over to somebody else who maybe helped out with, you know, who knows, a campaign. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's going on right now, that people want transparency. They want people to understand. And you know what? It comes right back to look at E. You know, all you have to do is look at Measure E. Here's a situation where the citizens spoke up and said, you know what, there's no way you're going to get D passed if you're going to be doing the spending. And so what do? They acknowledge that the community doesn't trust them, which should really be a tremendous slap in the face, and they throw up a lame possibility of a solution where they get to choose their own friends. And, you know, and then what is this going to go like REU? Is it going to get, you know, dismissed later on like the advisory council for REU did? I mean, these are just
I think, frankly, E is a waste of time because it has no teeth. It has nothing in it that says they can't spend any way they want. So, and then we've already made, you know, everybody says, well, we can't trust the people in the city council. Well, why can't we trust them? I mean, there's the thing is it makes no difference who they put in there. They only meet twice a year, and then it's going to be a new city council anyway in 3 years. So, I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous. I mean, if you want to get, you know, if you want to raise money, okay, you raise the tax thing, but E's a waste of time. It means nothing. It has no teeth. That means nothing. Because the people can speak, and if they find out they want to spend it another way, they'll do that. And I'm way over our break. So thanks, Vint, for calling. Hey, Roberta, hang on till we come back from these messages, and you'll be right up next. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 20 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. I am really behind schedule today. But it was good. I like these discussions that come out like that, and people are talking about things that are important to them.
Very extemporaneous.
That's right. You know what? This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place. Okay, let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Oh, good morning. Well, you know, I frequently drive down to the Roseville area. And when I leave 80 onto Douglas Boulevard, and I drive down all the way a little ways past Sierra College, all of that is Roseville. And to the east, all of that residential area way up on those hills and everything is Roseville. And they're on a completely different economical strata than we are.
Okay. Well, that's
so
what, that's
I just
what
wanted
Vint was
to
saying.
Call that
yeah.
to your attention. If you're ever driving down Douglas Boulevard, to just kind of think of the difference between.
Oh yeah, that's Roseville,
Roseville
right there,
Roseville.
Right? Is that like Granite Bay? Kind of that Granite
well,
Bay.
Well, it's Roseville. You leave 80 onto Douglas, and you drive down all the way past Sierra College, and then you come into Granite Bay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, as you know, it's got a completely different type of tax base than we have up here.
That's
so we need to find something, you know, and that's probably, you know, and during today at some point, Bob's got some time here. He's going to look up tax bases.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll go by tax base. Yeah, we'll go by tax base to tax base, and we can make that announcement tomorrow. Thanks, Roberta.
That's good. Okay. Thanks, Carl.
Hey, Sonny, you say you're listening. Hey, I love Hatch chilies, Sonny. I just thought I'd throw that out there since you're processing 10 pounds of Hatch chilies. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Bruce?
Yeah, I'd like to say something about Megan Rapinoe. I hate to see where she's joined the Colin Kaepernick anti-national anthem crowd. You know, she may be a great athlete, but she's totally misguided. She's setting a terrible example for our youth, and I think it's shameful ignorance of the facts. She's basically lending support to the cop-hating Black Lives Matter group, and you've got Colin Kaepernick and his cops are pig socks. I just find it very offensive, and if it was up to me, I would change the name out there at the soccer park, the street they named after, to either Cop Court or Law Enforcement Way, because I really support law enforcement, and I just think this is shameful, and I support veterans and law enforcement, and I just really think she's setting a terrible example.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
All right.
You know, and you know what? This is, there's a lot of people that are going to, you know, that say that. You know, nobody's arguing if she has the right to do it. It's just, you know, are we in opposition? Is it, I mean, yes. Kaepernick, as I pointed out earlier, you know, talked about, oh, I really appreciate the military and the armed forces, and they gave me the right to do this. But he never said a word about the police. Now, the last time I looked, police were out there probably protecting him also. And they protect him on a day-to-day basis. And you're right. And you're right, Bruce. He was wearing the socks that said cops are pigs, and he has not said or taken a word back about law enforcement, even though the law enforcement agencies have offered him a chance to come through some of their training because he said they were trained less than a cosmetologist, which I thought was interesting. You know, you look at the right to protest, and people do have the right to protest. I mean, I saw some the other day that, you know, somebody was arrested for burning the flag. And as bad as that is, and something that you just want to just, you know, it infuriates me, the thought of it, that's one of the things that people can do in a free country. You can't do that in a country that's not free. And no matter if you like it or not, and that's one of the things that you kind of have to take. If you're going to take democracy and you're going to take First Amendment and Second Amendment and all the amendments, you've got to kind of like they're all equal and they're all sacrosanct. We're going to take a quick break, and as soon as we come back, we're going to get everybody on the line. Signe, you'll be next right after this break, and then Terry right after Signe.
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Norton Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's buzzing with bees in Palo Cedro for the 36th annual Honey Bee Festival next weekend in Palo Cedro at Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. It's a family-friendly event featuring local entertainment, a vintage tractor parade, the American Honey Queen, local beekeepers, the famous live bee beard, a kids' fun center, face painting, pony rides, pancake breakfast will be held both mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m., and tons of other family events. Over 90 vendors featuring food, arts, and crafts. Don't miss the Honey Bee Festival next weekend in Palo Cedro at the Bishop Quinn Catholic Center. For more information, go to PaloCedroHoneyBeeFestival.com or call 941-1558 for details. Don't miss the buzz. That's next weekend, September 10th and 11th. The family fun starts at 8 a.m.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I loved you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning. Tomorrow, EDC, it will be here. Economic Development Corporation talking about all the IT stuff that's heading on, plus many more great topics for Wednesday right here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. In the business for 8 years, John Bastiani and Sarah have built a great firearms business here, whether it's long guns, short guns, ammo, all the shooting accessories, gunsmithing, classes for concealed carry. They have it all at Bastiani Arms, and they give great veteran discounts. Give them a call at 222-8222. They're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Showing up in my Facebook feed, I want Clint Eastwood for president, Sam Elliott for vice. If we're going to have old people in office, might as well like what we're looking at.
There you go. Okay, let's go to the phones. Signe, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Redding's a beautiful place to live, nestled around in amongst these beautiful mountains and lakes and rivers. But the problem with it is, I believe the greed that's overtaken our city officials and people in general, and it just doesn't lead to any healthy spending. It's sort of like it causes a cancer. And if we have to try to keep up with the Joneses, which I've always been taught was a no-no to ever do. You need to look at your own yard and see your own household and see what we can do. If we can't afford to pay these people, why do we bribe people to come up here for top dollar when that's just going to bring more greed into the city? And at the same time, then we run out small businesses with the same greed to pad salaries, pensions, and whatever they want to spend it on, and the small business people are run out, and it doesn't make any sense. It's like a cancer. The more government grows, the more
it cost.
Terrible.
Yeah, the more it costs. The bigger it gets, the more it costs. You know, and you don't. I would love to hear, even starting at the national level, saying, when I'm elected, I will cut this government by 10% by the end of 4 years, not by firing people, but by natural attrition and just working smarter, because that's the way you do it in business. So, okay.
You know, I'm curious what Dave Ramsey would suggest for Redding to do.
What would he, you know what? He'd say, live like nobody else's lives so you can live like nobody else lives. You mean,
and he'd say, cut up all your credit cards.
Yeah. Pay everything off. You know what? Just, you know, don't go out to movies. Don't do any of these things. And then just get the basics there until you catch all this stuff up. Then you can afford to do stuff. Okay.
I'm glad.
Thanks, Signe.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Terry. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a good weekend. How about you, sir?
It was interesting.
Good. Well, I've got a couple of quick things and some facts to give very quickly, if I may.
Sure.
First of all, you can't compare Roseville, which is in Placer County, to Redding.
Yeah, I think you're you know what?
Having
after
friends
some,
there,
yeah.
Having family there, it's impossible to do that. I mean, they have a retirement community. Their average income is almost twice as much as ours. Just you can't compare it, number one. But Bob had a good point when he talked about corporations, as did Vint. See, the real purpose of the half-cent sales tax, as you know and I know, is for the unfunded liabilities, period. That's the real deal. Now, let's look at the general fund budget. Let's look at money. Let's pretend like this is our corporation, Carl. It belongs to Bob, you and I. The general fund budget in 2007-2008 was $72.8 million. Gas at that time was $4 a gallon, and the cost of living was higher in 2006 when this budget was made than it is now. We had 172 police personnel. $72.8 million was the general budget. Okay? Now, the general fund budget in 2016 and 2017 is $73.5 million. So that means we have more money. Also, the cost of living is less. Gas is down $1.50 a gallon. And that's with 131 police personnel, which is a downgrade of almost a third. So there's got to be money in there. If we're running a corporation and the three of us get together and we sit in a room, we go, gosh, there's got to be some money going somewhere. since we should have a surplus, and we have a surplus, and we also have less people working, gosh, there should be some money there. So the real deal is it's all about trust. And the real deal is that if you're running a corporation, there's got to be money in there. I mean, do you guys have an answer for that one?
Well, no, there's got to be money in there. But, you know, there's when we say that there's $73 million in the budget, how much of that is going for health care and retirement out of that? Does any of it go out of that?
Very little. And Gary Catt has those numbers. I mean, he did give them to you, but yeah. Very little. The point is that if we have if that money is there, we know that there's not a lot going to that.
Are we paying that much more over the period of 7 years? Is that where it's going?
Yeah, that's where it's going, my friend. Well, you stop and think about it. We have a new police station. We have new police cars. And I don't believe that the accuracy of what I heard on what the chief makes overall and everything. Not only that, but see, when you have patrolmen, I know in the 2012 study, out of the 98 officers that we have, we had actually 25 of them that made more money with benefits and pay than the police chief of San Diego. That's a fact. So, and I also have heard, in fact, from a mutual friend of ours, and I don't know this for sure, but I know it's close, we have the seventh highest paid police department in the nation. Now, it's okay. It's not a thing where you can do anything about the pay now, but as you bring new officers in, you can. And the other question I've got is when we talked about officers not wanting to go into the police field, and the chief the other day, and you and I both noticed this because you and I discussed it, that the chief was saying, well, you know, it's hard to get these folks applying. And then the next sentence is, well, I had 131 applicants. To me, I just don't know how much of this we're supposed to swallow, like this money is really going to go to law enforcement. I mean, how much of this are we really supposed to swallow? And if the cold, hard facts are there about the money, the budget, and everything else, how do we justify that? I mean, how much of this are we going to swallow before we realize we're $300 million in debt?
I think everybody knows we're $300 million in debt. I think that people need to say, how are we going to get out of that? So,
well, the way that
how
we
do you,
get
how
out
do you
of
cut,
this, first
you,
of all,
you
is we're going to have to see
can't.
Where we can cut inside the city.
Well, you can't cut retirements.
Well, I'm not talking about retirement. I'm not talking about retirement. I'm talking about maybe one person doing another job. Here's the deal. The deal is that you have to live within your means or you go further into debt. So the end result of this is bankruptcy. And as you know, CalPERS is having a lot of problems. So the real solution here is that we're just going to have to tighten the belts. And again, I go back to this budget of where we've had a drop in our cost of living, an increase in the budget, an increase in the general fund with a third less police officers. I mean, this isn't rocket science.
Okay. I'm looking up your statement about the seventh highest in the nation. And
yeah, I heard that, and I don't know that for a fact. Like I said, I heard that from a mutual friend of ours.
Okay, well, I'm kind of going through them right now.
All right, buddy.
So I'm not sure where that falls in. But I'll go through them before tomorrow on that, too.
That sounds good.
Well, you know what? And that way we can find out. This is from stuff, and it just says best paying cities for police officers. And right now, number 25 is Champaign, Illinois, at $73,000. And that's up 11%. 5 years, up 35%. So
see, I'm looking at a base pay for Robert Poletti. In 2012, and his total pay with benefits is $263,328.30.
Well,
and
you've been
that
you've
year,
been sitting.
Also Hanson, when he came on, got $108,627.75 for a total of around $350,000. So I'm trying to figure out where these new stats come from. Apparently, the chief is taking a reduction in pay.
I don't know.
I mean, these are the stats that you and I looked up in 2013 together. So I'm just trying to figure out I'm just trying to find the truth here. And I'm not beleaguering anybody their salary or benefits. But the point is that really and truly, Mark Kemp was right. We're just going to have to tighten the belt. A half-cent sales tax isn't going to do anything. It's like putting a Band-Aid on cancer, even for the unfunded liabilities.
Well, we'll like I said, I'll be looking it up. As of now, I'm a number 13, and we're in Oxnard, California. They're making $85,000 a year. So, okay, Terry, thanks a lot for calling.
You bet.
Okay, hey, look, you know, the thing here is that we're talking about, we're paying people. And the thing about, and when you say that I've had 123 apply for the job, it's like, you know, I sit on the California Highway Patrol. I'm on their Citizens Advisory Board, which, by the way, is meeting tomorrow morning. That's where I'll be tomorrow morning. And they have the same problems. They've got, except they do this. They've got 16,000 people that apply that started the application process.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They get down to like 2% that finish the class. I mean, they lose people by the thousands in background investigations and all that. So just because you have 123 people apply, at what level is that? That you could have 123 people that can't read apply.
Yeah.
And so you've got to look at ones that can actually pass, you know, pass the test, do all the physicals, do the background, get out, stay out of drugs, you know, be, you know, financially secure, and all these things that come in. So, you know, because you have 123 apply doesn't mean anything. You know, the sheriff's got that many that apply.
Yeah. Friend of mine who runs an auto shop got a couple hundred applications, most of which couldn't be read. You know.
Okay. Well, everybody, tomorrow, Economic Development Corporation, and it'll be a surprise guest host. We'll be seeing you, though, back on Thursday, Trish Clark and me. It's 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 6th of September.
Casey and our Shasta Redding.
My ground. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With Labor Day in the rearview mirror, the presidential candidates press on. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are on the hustings today in key southern battleground states. Virginia and North Carolina are on Trump's schedule, while Clinton stumps in Florida. Trump has released an open letter of endorsement from 88 retired generals and admirals. Clinton, pitching for the military vote, is out with a new TV ad entitled Sacrifice. And just how much of a difference will the Clinton email scandal make in the election? Politico's Mike Allen doesn't expect much of an impact.
There's so few voters that are movable. Those who are, hard to see them being moved on this.
Politico's chief Washington correspondent speaking with the Salem Radio Network. President Obama says the United States dropped more bombs on Laos during the Vietnam era than it dropped on Germany and Japan combined during World War II. Mr. Obama says the U.S. has a